podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so happy you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. It is so easy to set up and break down. I think that's what makes it so handy to use and why I'm basically using it every day at practice. Mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $400. You said that right, $400 off your next purchase. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It is run by a basketball coach for basketball coaches at any level. You're not going to find anything out there, and it's got a 14-day free trial. We believe in it so much. We want you to join. We want you to come and kick the tires around. If it's not for you, it's not for you. But I can tell you people love it. I can tell you that people do not want to leave. Go over and check it out. And it's got everything from clinics to videos to me talking to lessons to courses to handouts to practice planning to parenting to whatever you need as a basketball coach. It's got it in there. Also, go over and check out our other podcast, High School Hoops, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, Funnel Down Defense, and leave a 5-star review. We'd love those. All right, let's head off to the podcast. You had a couple things you wanted to talk about. Now, one of them, press break.
So, yeah, man. So, first of all, again, I really enjoyed being on your podcast a month ago, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
And I really enjoyed your stuff. But, yeah, we went through summer with our girls, and we lost our playmaker, our creator. I mean, she's the one that kind of everybody fed off of offensively. And man, we were just in our dribble drive this summer, and we were playing really good teams, but we sucked. Like I'm talking offensively, we were bad. And of course, there's nothing we really can do other than just keep rolling. Keep running the dribble drive. But I mean, we didn't. Our quality shot was low. Turnovers, but we couldn't create an advantage. That's all we're trying to do is we want to create a small advantage in play, but we couldn't create that. So, it really got me thinking like, okay, was it a mixture of just the level of competition that we won't see again? Or was it like something that we need to address and maybe go a different direction with,
So why the poor shots? Why the turnovers? Why couldn't you get an advantage?
Because I don't think we have skilled enough players. All those players were counting on Jordan to create and could play off her really well, but none of them were asked to create advantages consistently. So, that's probably it, and that's something I challenge with them with. Is we got to get better skill wise, in the offseason, but still. We got a long way.
Turnovers are fixed. Turnovers and quality shots are fixable, probably.
Yeah.
But quality shots are shot selection is definitely fixable. Turnovers, again, you got to have some skill sets so you're not turning it over, but that's probably fixable. The advantage part is the part that would worry me the most. And do you think, okay, so dribble drive really works well when everyone can dribble well.
Yes, absolutely.
So maybe that's not the answer. Offensively?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
that's why I wanted to talk with you because, my circle of influences is all dribble drive-based folks, and I love that. But, that's not – if that's what we need to do, I need to figure out some other things that we can do that I can be good at coaching and teaching. Simple things, I flirted around with the Euro ball screen stuff this summer and they didn't really know what we were doing. I just wanted to see what it looked like and it was not good either. I want to help them be successful and I feel
what's the basketball IQ?
Not the highest. We got average at best offensively.
So you want to simplify?
I want to simplify. Yes. And coach, we don't see man 100% of the time. Like, we're a small school. So, like, we see zone, we see man. Like,
okay, so I get that. I get that part. So you got to become better shooters. So I'm just thinking, it's July, right? July, August, yeah. September, October. You got 4 months.
Right.
Like, you're not going to become Julia Childs in 4 months kind of thing, you know?
We
whatever.
Got one great shooter, and that's about
so
it.
So you need to get some more good shooters, which you can yes. do in 4 months if they put some reps up. I think you want to simplify. I think you want to make it basic and some basic rules. I think read and react is probably even too difficult from what I'm sending you from telling you. So here's what I'm going to do. I'll send it to you when we're done.
Okay.
I'm basically going to launch this thing in like probably November. It's kind of I call it the rule of three, basically three rules. And that's all it takes to run the offense. But I'll send it to you, and you can be my beta tester. So I'll send you the video, the handouts. I'll send you everything when we're done, and you can go look at it, play with it, and we can talk again if you want. I think this is perfect for yours because it's simple. It's like, do these three things. Here's the spacing, blah 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 blah. As long as you're all kind of the same and you don't have then I think this and you're kind of the middle of the road. I'll send it to you.
That sounds great for us.
It's three things. Like read and react, I like read and react, but it's 87 different layers.
Yeah.
It's way too complicated.
We were even at the summer, I was just trying to figure out, you know, just see where we're not even going to play more games, but I put them in five out and just pass screen away type
of
stuff.
Yeah. So the rule of three is kind of that, but it's going to give them some basic rules, do these things and they'll be good. So I think that's good. So then let's pivot on your team then. So we can take care of that. I'll just send you that. I'll write myself a note and I'll send it to you tonight. Just don't share it with anyone. I'm putting you in the vault basically because no one's seen it other than me and my assistant. So I'll send it to you. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, so let's say that gets to be average because you got four months. That gets to be okay. So then we got to think about how you're going to score and how you're going to win.
Yes.
So
we can defend. We'll be elite defensively, coach.
Yep. I think you want multiple things defensively. I think you want trapping things. I think you want turnover. I think you have to get 40% of your offense off your defense, probably.
We're going to press maybe a lot.
And then maybe 20% on transition. So that leaves 30% on this because you don't have the stud anymore. You don't have that. I think that's a good pivot. So that's where I would be diving into, like, we're going to do some run and jump. We're going to do some one trap. We're going to do some just changing up those little things. I would definitely not with a group like this. They're athletic, though. They're athletic.
Yeah, no, we're pressure man. Like,
yeah,
so
I would have five different pressure mans. Like, okay. Initial trap, run and jump, trap on the third one, trap, push and baseline and trap. Like, you can do man full court pressure, and those little changes freak people out. Like I'm saying, especially if you're in a smaller school, that's where you got to go, like, and then you sell it to the girls, like, this is where we're going to score because we're going to turn them over, we'll get a layup. Like, but it's like, all right, we ran run and jump is pretty complicated, but we ran run and jump for 12 possessions. All right, now we're going to do our, you know, first pass half court run, and we're going to trap kind of thing. And then you just change that up for five or six possessions. It will just throw the other teams off enough that I think – so that's the first thing. I think that you got to be able to figure out how to score defensively and in transition. And then I think the next pivot is not necessarily sets, but like out of bounds plays, inbounds plays,
specials
like that. And then set for the goal for the girls is we're going to score 8 to 10 points on out of bounds plays, side out of bounds plays, you know, quick hit, whatever plays. And then, you know, play with those. And then what I would start doing, and this is what I do in the summer, is I start getting a pile of like things I like, and then I'm going to use these for the first 10 games, and then I'm going to pivot and I'm going to do things that are going to be similar to that the second half. Just, you want to be one step ahead of your opponent, basically.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure the ammo is at the front line before they attack, kind of thing. So I don't know what kind of scouting and all that kind of stuff happens in your league. If it's high level, then you definitely got to change things up. If it's not, then you don't have to worry about it quite as much. So that's the next thing. Then I think you wrote in your email to me something about like press breaks and stuff.
Yeah. I've been watching your sideline and regular
sideline run sideline will work against anything. I swear to God, it's the best press break ever. It trust me, it will work. It will work against his 2-2-1, work against man. You just got to have your point guard is the one that comes up and gets it. And then, or the big comes up and gets it and the point guard throws it in. They can't stop it. It's just, as a man press, it will 100% time of the work.
Okay.
90% of the time it will work against. And then I spend more time on press breaks on angles and cuts. Because it's all about the cuts and all about the angles in presses and not panicking.
Sure. Yes.
You know, especially if you're used to having a stud and now you don't have a stud, like they used to go like, here you go. Here's the ball.
Yep.
I don't have to worry about it anymore. Well, now you basically it's press break by committee. Basically, it's like all of you have to help. And then my guess is they turn it over because they dribble too much.
Yes, dribble too much. Yes,
dribble to the wrong spot.
Yes,
make panic passes.
Yep.
I mean, I've never seen your team, but just from your what you said, is like, I have it, and I don't know what to do with it.
And coach, we won a region championship last year. You know, we won 22. So these aren't scrubs. They just aren't very good offensive basketball.
They're not used to the. Well, they're they're all of a sudden. It's like they're not used to having to.
Yeah.
You know, mom used to grocery shop. Now I got.
That's right.
Mom used to do my laundry. Now I got to do my laundry. It's like they're just not used to having to do it on their own. That's the problem.
Yes.
They're capable and they can do it. They just need to be taught the proper way of doing it. And there's a reliability. Mom's going to pay my phone bill because I'm at home, kind of thing. I don't have to worry about it. It just gets paid every month. Well, it's the same thing when you have a stud. No one worries about getting pressed. I'm not worried about you pressing me. Go ahead and press me. But all of a sudden when that's gone, it's like, holy crud. Now I got to figure out how to break the press. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's, okay. Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, that's perfect. And last year we went to a, and it was very effective. It was similar to your regular, except we would cut from the opposite. So let's say that you got a 1-2-2 offensive formation, right? Yep. So let's say the inbounder, let's say the ball gets to the right wing, goes back to the inbounder. Well, that person that made that pass is the one cutting to the middle, and the one that's deep is filling up.
Yep. So here's the issue with presses too, because I've done a lot of research on press, is they got to cut middle, but then they got to get out of there if they don't get it.
Yes.
And then someone else has to. It's like you got to think of it in terms of, like a zone offense. Zone offenses, the good ones have lots of movements and overloads and cuts into space. It's the same thing with a press.
Yeah.
It's like the problem is people do that initial cut and then they sit there. And I can defend you I can defend Giannis if he doesn't move. I mean, I can't because he'll throw it over me. But I mean, I can defend a person my size if they don't move. That's what we say. You get 1,000 and you're out. Like if you don't get it and you cut and you don't get it, you're out. Cause there's someone else who's going to cut to that middle. And that's where the rotations get messed up because, you know, if someone's coming from behind me and all of a sudden they cut in front of me and cut across front of my face, they're going to be open. There's nothing I can do defensively.
Right.
So that my guess is on that regular, they cut, they sat, and then they got defended and then deflection, throw it over, whatever, all that stuff happens. Well, the problem is that they keep cutting, the defender intuitively is going to follow them a little bit. Won't maybe leave the middle, but will follow. And if there's another cutting, it's like following a dribbler into the paint. If you follow someone that dribbles and attacks and you're the person right behind, you're always open.
Right.
You're always open because it's like you, it's like the fog of war kind of thing. You just kind of lose track of where everybody is. So that regular you were describing will work, but then they got to get out, and then the next person on that side has to cut back to the middle. They'll be 100. They'll be open. They'll be open 100% of the time. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I've watched enough film. It's always open.
So right.
It's cut, cut, cut. Like the curl thing will always work as long as you're cutting to the right spots. Because the one person can only guard one person. And if they keep going, are you going to defend them or are you going to leave them? That means they're open and go defend the other. You got to pick.
Yeah.
That you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you have any film of that? Summer?
Oof, summer, no.
No.
You know, well, you don't want to see it, but let me we didn't film this summer, thank God.
Okay. Because if I could see it, I could say, well,
I'm getting it pulled up from last year.
I
don't. Yeah. But yeah, I need to know if that's something that against zones, something we can go all in with. It's similar to what you have on regular and your 1-4 cross.
Yeah.
I like your 1-4 cross. It kind of we can get into it.
Well, the 1-4 across is easy because you got people cutting too. Like someone cuts the key to a press break is you got to have three passing lanes at all time.
Yes.
You got to have the sideline, the middle, and the back or the other sideline. The reversal. If you have people cutting to those three, you'll never get hurt. When I press. I mean, obviously, if I'm superior to you, I'm going to turn you over. But if I'm the same of you, sometimes I'm just pressing to speed you up. And it does speed your team up.
It does. It makes you panic.
That's where we'll break the press and we'll set a rule. Like, if you don't have a layup, we set it up. Because I'm trying to calm them back down.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I've – all right. Let me see. Oh, we just threw it away. So I should have had this clipped up, man. I thought I did. All right. That's not good. All right. So let me just show you kind of, because this actually is kind of cool because our best player was in
I gotta change my security so you can share your screen. Okay. There you go.
So our best player was in foul trouble and sat this whole fourth quarter. Okay. I mean, we ended up winning the first round game by 20, but kind of let you know. And all these girls were back. Like, that was the only senior we had. All right. So this was kind of a weird place to throw the ball in. It was that corner. Can you see it? Is it on?
The corner. Yep. The corner is, it's not playing yet, but okay. Okay, so that first girl cut sideline, go back a little bit.
Yeah, so this was – we kind of got out of whack here, the position of the ball. All right, there's my shooter right there. She's 35%. So I'm fine with her. That's the best shot we're going to get. I want her to
– But if you go back to that initial set, when she took the ball out of bounds, back a little bit. Okay, so she took it there. Stop, right? Yep. When she's on the sideline right there, look how open the middle is.
So yeah.
The girl closest to us right here that you're pulling. Yeah. She's wide open.
And then
you're off to the races.
Yep. So
she's watching and thinks she's open or she's walking down the court, but whatever she's doing.
Yes. All right. So there she is. So that's the girl we got to get shots for. But part of that's on her too, right? Like she can't just defer to everybody. And I've tried to tell her all summer, you're like, you got to be aggressive. You got to shoot the ball 15 times. You're that good of a shooter.
Right.
And
the thing is, if you emphasize that cutting to the middle, you'll be open. I mean, you just got to emphasize it because a week of you doing that, that girl cuts to the middle and she's off. And then you have the advantage. You have actually three defenders behind the ball at that point, which is perfect. You're going to get an open shot.
And they're catching it going downhill full speed.
They are.
And she's fast. She's – all right. They're obviously probably out of presses. hopefully they. All right, let's see. All right, so this is, we spread our guards out.
Okay, so hit pause.
Now
stop. All right,
five is supposed to cut.
Okay, to so the girl at the top of the key doesn't even know where the ball is.
Yeah, she's just being lazy and slow to get her spot.
And then so the girl that just threw it in should actually So the girl that just threw it in don't. So go
she's
back.
Supposed to cut. Yeah,
she should cut in front. Yeah.
Yes. So she should be here. Sorry, wrong one. But she should be here.
Yep.
She's staying reversal.
Yep, and she should cut in front. Big girl should cut in front.
This girl should be on the sideline already.
Yeah.
And then this girl right here is she's fine, but as soon as that – where's your mouse when you need it?
As soon as she gets it, then.
She's filling up. Take her spot, and then she's getting out back on her sideline. So they're staying on the same side, but they're replacing each other, those four players.
And, again, look at the girl on the far sideline cuts to the middle. There's three defenders behind the ball again.
Yes.
Right? One, two. You're off. So go back to the original. Go back to the original. Can you rewind a little bit?
Like yeah.
When she's throwing it in.
The thing is, right here.
I would tell the girl that just caught it not to look back, because this is the steal and the layup. That's the worst pass sometimes, because I'm going to go for that steal. You know what I'm saying? It's like I don't even let him make that pass for.
So what we did is, during the summer, what I told the girls is, as soon as that pass is made to 22 for five, to go ahead and cut middle.
Yep.
Pretend that she reversed the ball, and then that way we have somebody middle to start with on that first. Because if she's middle now, she's open. She's even more.
Yeah. So ideally, I'm going to steal that. Like if I'm playing you, I'm telling my girls go for that steal every time, pass back. I'm having big girl cut sideline, and I'm having girl that just threw it in cut in. So she's cutting middle. So stop right there. Yep. So the big girl should be in sideline, and girl that just threw it in should be in the middle.
Yeah. Yes. That's the way it was supposed to be. Yeah. But
Well, I hear you.
You know.
I hear you.
Yeah. So it's a 10-point game right now, Coach. Like, it's, you know, there's 5.5 minutes to go. There's some game pressure. It was good for us to, and this team wasn't very good, but.
Yep. And a couple things is I would, when you're practicing this and working on this, no dribbles.
Yeah.
No dribbles. So, because what it's going to do when you're practicing it, no dribbles, because it's going to force them. Because otherwise they can't get open. If they don't move, they'll turn. I mean, it'll be a 10-second call every time. So it forces the cuts. And that's one of the ways that I taught it that really works, is you just can't dribble it. You get it past half court, you can dribble it. But you can't dribble it till past half court. So that forces, like, if I'm inferior to your team and I don't dribble, you have a harder time turning me over.
Right.
You really do.
Right.
And I tell my guys, I'd rather have you eat the ball than throw it away. Like, football, eat it. I say, get the five count. I will never yell at you or take you out for a five count. I won't, whatever. Or even a 10 count, whatever. Because
then we can get
back and play. It's a dead ball. We can get back and play defense. Yep. Not happy about it, but I'm not going to like. But if you turn it over, especially at your level, you turn it over, I bet half the time it's a layup.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's the set. Yeah, whoever turns the ball over more is going to lose at our level. I mean, probably most levels, but especially at a small girls basketball, like, because nobody's going to be just precise in the half court.
If I shoot at the basket more than you, it's a law of large numbers. I'm probably going to beat you if we're equal. Yes. And if I'm better than you, then I want more possessions. If I'm not as good as you, I want less possessions. It's math, basically. And if we're equal, then if I get more shots than you, I'm probably going to beat you. So it's not, if I'm better than you, I want this. If I'm not as good, I want to slow it down. And if we're equal, it's whoever gets the most shots. And that's where the turnovers happen is.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then becoming a great offense rebounding team, you know?
Yes. Yes.
You know, that's hard.
That's hard. Yeah.
All right. So
layup. Yeah. How many layups do you shoot a game? I bet 30% of your offense is layups.
Well, it needs to be more than that next year. Whatever we were, it needs to be 5 to 10% more at least.
Right.
And it can be. Like, we got a team that can press the piss out of folks with our athleticism. Like, yeah. I mean,
you want more possessions. You want more. There's no shot clock. There's no shot clock, right?
Now there is. Yeah. 35 seconds.
Old shot clock. Okay.
So here's a dead ball. Okay. All right. So 5 is supposed to flash. See where she should be.
What was the first thing she did when she got the ball?
Let's
see. She looked and then she dribbled. Right. So I'm speeding you up. So as soon as she grabs that, the far girl is useless. You're not doing anything over there. You can't make that pass across. She's got to cut to the middle or cut all the way across. Yeah, she should cut all the way across. And then she can be your release or somebody. She can go middle, and the girl that's in the middle can cut sideline.
Yeah.
So there's 1, 2, 3 passes. But she puts it on the floor, and that's not very good. Not very good defense there. Free throws. A lot of free throws.
Yes, we didn't play very well this game.
You have a nice crowd.
Well, that's deceiving. That was the first ever home playoff game in school history. So, you know, I wish we could get it that packed.
And I'm going, that's a good crowd. There's nothing wrong with that crowd.
Yeah, no, that it was fun, man. Those two home games were fun.
And that's what I would keep showing that the girls too. It's like, hey, wasn't this fun? If you win, this is what will happen.
Right.
Yeah.
People yeah.
Come, they get excited. You know, all that stuff kind of happens. All right. What was the other thing on your list? I want to make sure we get to it before I got to.
Well, it was man off. So the first off is the man offense and the press offense. Like we got to get, but then also you've got my mind turning. But we don't have to do that today. I don't know how this works, honestly. If this is once a month or
we can do it whenever. We can do it whenever. I'll just Amy knows my schedule, so she'll get you on. Yep. No worries.
Okay, but I want to moving forward also is getting creative within our defensive schemes to generate turnovers, like and give the offense different looks. Moving forward, you know, you gave me some things to think about.
Yep. So I gave you some man offense, to think about. So I'll give you some homework. Hold on. So I'm gonna give you homework before we talk. So I want you to go through your team and give me a cliff note / spark note version of your team. Here's what we're good at. Here's what we're not good at. If you could describe your top 7 girls, here's what they are. I have this. And then I can just read that. I'll just read that. And then I'll go, okay, here's what I think will work with this group. And then when we get back together, we can talk about pressure, types of pressure, that kind of stuff. And then when we get back to, as soon as I get off here, I'll send you the power of three stuff. And then we can talk about that too. So let's plan next week. My nephew's coming, but the week after that's pretty open. So just reach out to Amy and then we'll get on a call.
Okay, man. This is great, man. This is exactly what I was looking for. And I mean,
awesome. I always like talking hoops. Now I got to go clean the basement. So this is much better.
A lot better talk hoops than clean the basement.
It is. All right. See you, coach.
Hey, coach. Have a good one, man.
You too. Bye. Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to support us, you want to help us keep the lights on here at teachhoops.com, go over, join 14-day free trial, and then stop the car, subscribe, like, Apple 5-star review. That would be good. All right. Maybe. Have a good day. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.